April 11th at 12 p.m. for 12 straight hours and then some, WUSB presents the eclectic musical offerings of Frank Zappa. Yes, some of you will say we're only in it for the money, but, well, it's sort of true. It's that time of the year when we look to you Zappa fanatics and regular listeners alike to support WUSB in its efforts to stay alive in this ever-competitive world of shut up and let the limited iPod playlist be your daily musical nutrition while somebody tries to sell you things that maybe you shouldn't ought to buy. While that might work for some people, we know you discerning WUSB connoisseurs will not stand for it. So tune in on April 11th at 12 p.m. and start requesting your favorite or unfavorite Zappa piece and make a pledge while you're at it, because this present-day non-commercial radio station refuses to die. And now you have a chance to prove just that. Zappathon, April 11th, 12 p.m. to 12 a.m. here on 90.1 FM, Stony Brook.
How do you get to sound like Frank Zappa? That's pretty weird. You're listening to WUSB Stony Brook. Yeah, that's coming up, a week from next Sunday here on the great 90.1 FM, where it's time, once again, for Off the Wall. Good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Wall. Manuel Goldstein here with you on this Tuesday evening. And what I believe is the last of our fundraising shows. We won't be on next week. Next week is a blues marathon. And I could use the time off, really. And some housekeeping notes here. Yeah, we'll be back in 2 weeks. And that's when we have the next chapter of the quest for Starbucks, which I'll have more information on in just a bit. And then after that, I'm going to be away for a little while. And this is going to be interesting. This is going to be fascinating. I hope to get all kinds of good audio out of this and all sorts of experiences. But I'll be heading for the place known as the former Yugoslavia. And that's in mid-April into May. Now, if anyone out there is from that region or knows anything about the region, has any films they can recommend, music they can suggest, I'd sure like to know about it. I've been doing all kinds of research about the place. It's fascinating. Only a decade ago, it was ravaged by war, and the effects of that still being felt. And now you have a region that has transformed in many ways. Still a lot of growing pains, and still a lot of painful memories that aren't that distant. But you have such diversity, so many different little republics that have now popped up in such a short time span. Many of them trying to become members of the European Union, which in this particular sense seems like a very good thing, because it's something to strive for, something to have hope for the future, and maybe keeping people from tearing each other apart. It's amazing how, you know, your neighbors, people you've lived with for decades, suddenly turn into the enemy simply because they have a different last name, or different religion, different ethnicity, different beliefs. And don't think it can't happen here, because it can. Maybe not in exactly the same way, but people certainly can change almost overnight. And that's something I hope to learn a lot about when going over there. People are asking me, Emmanuel, why are you going to that place of all places? Because it's that place of all places. Because it's the place that people don't expect you to go. And we can learn an awful lot. Where it's fascinating just to see the differences in a two-hour train ride, you know, to see how many borders you go across, and how the languages and the alphabets and the attitudes and the faces all change. So yeah, that's what I'll be doing mid-April into early May. So again, anybody out there who might be from the region, and the region being, let's see, we've got Slovenia. See if I can memorize them all off the top of my head. Slovenia, we've got Bosnia and Herzegovina, which is part of the same republic. I'm going to get to the bottom of that, see if I can start a fight between those two people. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm really not. Then we have Serbia. We have Croatia. We have Macedonia. I'm sorry, the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. I know people in Greece who are Macedonian don't like calling that Macedonia. I'm going to try and settle that as well. And then Montenegro. Did I leave anything out? I have a feeling I left one of them out. You know, I'm going to catch all kinds of hell for this. If I... Bosnia, Serbia, Croatia, Slovenia, Macedonia, Montenegro. Oh, Kosovo, too. I'm going to go to Kosovo. Yeah, that's the newest country in the world. And it's not recognized by everybody, either. In fact, it's a bone of contention with Serbia. Try to smooth that over as well. And I hope to even venture into what was the country I was most fascinated with growing up, and that is the mysterious land of Albania. Now, it's not so mysterious now, but back when I was growing up, Albania was a weird place because, well, like much of Eastern Europe, it was hardline communist. But this country was different because it rejected the Soviets. Yeah, that's right. I mean, Romania did that to a degree. Even Yugoslavia was somewhat more westernized. But Albania, they really did not like the Soviets. They kicked them out. They said, you stay over on that side of the wall. And the Soviets did. And you know what? They embraced the Chinese. They embraced the communist Chinese right there in the middle of Europe, or the southern part of Europe. So you had this hardline communist country in the middle of Europe that embraced Chinese and not Soviets. And then one day they got into a fight with them, and they kicked them out too. And it goes without saying that they didn't like the United States. So you had this real isolationist country right there that nobody really knew anything about. I used to listen to their shortwave broadcast, and they were kind of mysterious as well. Couldn't really understand what they were talking about. And of course, now everything has changed. Now it's a completely different country. It's much more open. I remember, if you listen to some of the early Voice of Long Island shows that we were making available here on our website, www.2620.com/VOLI, along with some other shows, too, that I did in the past, Brain Damage, perhaps the Ministry of Truth, I was always trying to call Albania on the phone, and it was the only country, apparently, that you could never call. There just was no connection between the United States and Albania, so, of course, that made me want to call them all the more. And I remember once, when I was in Canada, I actually, from a hotel room, was able to successfully call somebody at Radio Tirana, their state broadcaster, I was able to get through because Canada didn't have a block on the country, and somehow, I had this all recorded and I played it on the radio, somehow I was able to get that poor person at that radio station in Albania to send me all kinds of literature. Didn't understand a syllable of English, yet I was able to get my address out, and it eventually came, and I opened it on the air. It was very exciting. So yeah, there's history here. There's a lot of things that I feel that I have to sort of see for myself, and that's why I'm going to be unpredictable places, and also because I just like to do unpredictable things. All right, now. So in 2 weeks we'll have another quest for Starbucks. Now with that, for those of you who aren't following, I've been narrowing down the first Starbucks I'll ever go to in my life. We've got the list down to 512 now, and we put it online. So now you can go online and go to thefirststarbucks.com and see a list of all the cities that are still in contention. And what we're going to do is every few weeks we're going to cut that list in half. And you can see if the first Starbucks I ever walk into in my life will be near you somewhere. And you can make plans to go somewhere else. It's pretty exciting. So, yeah, right now, if you go to thefirststarbucks.com, you'll see a list of 512. And on April 13th, that will be cut down to 256. It's going to get really exciting as it gets closer to the final few. Trust me. I've seen this kind of thing happen before. That's coming up in 2 weeks, and that'll be our last show before I take off for mysterious places. But there will be other programs on. We'll probably do our final Scotland show, and we'll have some other surprises as well. So you'll definitely want to stay tuned for that. So today is a fundraiser, and what we did last week, actually it worked out pretty well. I know it sounded very pathetic at first, because, well, there weren't any calls coming in, and I was refusing to accept that. And I think things took a turn when Chris Phillips came in and helped out, and then the calls started coming in. And we did quite well. But we have to do better, because tonight we're on for a full hour, and it's our last fundraiser, and what we're offering is simply incredible. And any second now, Finn's going to come in the studio and help out with the phone calls. Right now we have Habanera in there. She's answering the phone when the phone starts to ring. Let me tell people what we have and what the number is. And then hopefully the calls can come cascading in. And if there is a pause, if it takes time for the phone to be picked up, well, please be patient, because we're only human. But Habanera is here now. If you're here, you're not answering the phone, right? The phone's not ringing, right?
If the phone rings, I'll get it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the phone number is 631-632-9872, 631-632-WUSB. What we're offering is the same thing we were offering last week. I know a lot of people were angry and disappointed that they weren't able to get through between the hours of 6 and 7 last week. So we said this week, make sure you're able to call and pledge for this. What we're offering are two tickets to the Next Hope Conference taking place this July in New York City, July 16, 17, and 18. Two tickets for a steeply discounted rate of $125. That's far less than what you would pay if you were to actually buy the tickets from us directly or from anybody else directly. 631-632-9872, two tickets to the Next Hope Conference. And the other thing we're offering tonight, for a pledge of $100, all 100-plus DVDs from the last Hope Conference taking place in 2008. And that was an incredible conference of all kinds of talks. There's no way you could have seen them all if you were there. And I hear a door slamming, so I think that must be Finn walking in the door, or hopefully opening the door and then walking in. It's a great deal. It really is. 631-632-9872. Now, Javier, I believe you were there.
I actually was, and I am totally not a geek person. I was kind of like dragged there, and it was one of those things you kind of do because your partner wants to go, and you got to be supportive. Well,
yeah,
it was incredible. Mm-hmm. I was just astonished.
Yeah, and the thing is, I hear this from a lot of people who have never been to a health conference before, that they weren't expecting it to be something they could really get into themselves, that it was something that they had to be a technical person. It's not true at all. I mean, yeah, if you're a technical person, you will find things to be amazed at and things to get really involved in. But we gear it for people of all walks of life, and if you're completely non-technical, you don't even have a computer, this is something that you will get some appreciation out of. There are all kinds of fun things to do. Anything that leaps to mind?
Yeah, definitely. One of the things, professionally, I do healthcare consulting kind of stuff, and there were some terrific conversations, presentations about data and sharing of data and how privacy concerns are addressed or not addressed. So there were so many things that I found so interesting. If you travel, you could learn about the whole RFID kind of thing that was going on. So I found it to be really educational. Some of the stuff was real hardcore, technical, geeky, but there was so much more that was, I think anyone who lives in our society could get information that you can find useful that you're sure as heck not going to get anywhere else.
631-632-9872 is our phone number. We have one call on the line. Let's get more people calling in to take advantage of this one-time offer, because this offer will not be repeated after tonight. And not on this station, not on any station, because, well, first of all, we're crazy for doing it because it's well below cost of what we what we need to do that.
But that's because you love WUSB.
It is. It really is. Yeah, a lot of this would not be possible without WUSB. A lot of the magic that that we do with 2600, with Hope, with all kinds of other things, simply would not have happened were this place not here to foster that kind of creativity and encourage experimentation of all sorts. It's, you know, if you think of it that way, you realize how many other people are at this radio station doing experimental things and growing and learning and just having fun projects. That's something to support. So for no other reason, give a call to 631-632-9872 and support the radio station. And at the same time, you'll get something really incredible in return. Again, a pledge of $125, you get two tickets to the next Hope Conference, 3 days of nonstop activity in New York City. And for a pledge of $100, you'll get over 100 DVDs. I mean, that's a good price even for blank DVDs. But you'll get DVDs filled with content from all kinds of talks from the last Hope Conference. I'm just going over the website now, just to remember, because I wasn't able to see a lot of these talks myself because I was running around organizing the conference, but I see things on the biohacking. There's a guy who put a camera in a bag and had the bag go through TSA security in an airport. So you got to see what happened to the bag as it went behind the airlines, you know, in the baggage compartment. And he played that on at the conference. As you can see, I'm only in the B's. Botnet research and mitigation and the law, building a better ballot box, all kinds of things.
What about the guy who got arrested?
Steve Rombaugh. He didn't get arrested at this conference. He got arrested at the conference before that.
But he was here to talk. He was talked about it.
Yeah, he talked about that. Steve Rombaugh gave his usual talk of various sorts to a crowd that was simply I guess completely captivated by it for hours about how your privacy is completely it's just not there anymore. You know, it's something that you need to know how to hold on to, but it's getting increasingly difficult to hold on to it. So it's something that we really need to focus on. We have all kinds of experts that show up at these things and lend their expertise, and everybody just kind of, you know, crosses over and from one community to another and shares that information. 631-632-9872. Please give a call to the station. Show your support, because every dollar that you pledge goes to the radio station and keeps us afloat. And at the same time, you'll get something really incredible. Now, those of you who have no interest in the Hope Conference, which I find hard to believe, but if there are people like that out there, or if you know for sure that you won't be able to make it, and you know of no other person that would be interested in getting the ticket that you pledge for, well, there are other things that you can pledge for here at WUSB. All sorts of fantastic items as far as shirts, sweatshirts, hats, mugs, tote bags. We've got all that.
Messenger tote bag is my personal favorite.
Messenger tote bag.
It's extremely high quality. It's black. It's got the cool new groovy logo on it, and mm-hmm. you can really put a lot of good stuff in it.
Okay. All right. So there's that. There's all kinds of other things for all different pledge levels. Yes. And you can give a call to 631-632-9872. And hopefully those phones will start ringing. Do we have to bring Finn in here? I think we have to bring Finn in here as well. If we get everybody in here at the same time, then the phones have to ring so that you all have to run out of here at the same time to answer the phones.
Does it make sense to talk a little bit more about what this conference looks like? Because I know I had no idea. Maybe if I had known more about that, I might have been more able to go there just without the resistance that I initially put up.
Uh-huh.
And it was just incredible that it was all these different rooms in these different hotel, like seminar rooms at the hotel. There was like four or six different tracks going at any time.
Well,
so if you weren't interested in one thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have all kinds of things. Basically, we take over the place. It's kind of hard to believe that we're able to do this, but in the middle of New York City, across the street from Penn Station, we have an entire floor on the 18th floor with ballrooms and all that, with all kinds of talks, and we have the first and second floor as well. You can walk in right off the street, and you have this what used to be a huge retail space that we basically just take over. We have Segway rides. We have lock picking workshops.
It's like a vendor fair.
We've got hackerspace villages. It's incredible. Yeah, and all sorts of vendors as well. It's incredible.
It's organized chaos.
Yes, that's the voice of Finn you now hear.
That's right. Organized chaos. It's a wonderful thing.
Yes, it is. It really is. So then, why are the phones not ringing? Did somebody break the phones again?
I don't know. We're sitting here waiting for calls to come in. Mark from King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, just gave us a call. He's getting the DVDs.
Yeah, he wrote this down. He wrote Mark Hope DVD, and I was like, wow, it's incredible that his last name is Hope DVD. What are the odds of that? But
yeah.
What you mean is Mark is getting the Hope DVDs,
yeah.
And he's from King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. Well,
yeah.
Thank you, Mark, for calling in with that. Here's the thing, and this is what it's really all about, okay? You know about what Charlie did on Sunday, right? Charlie Backfish raised something like $900.
Yeah.
And our esteemed music director, Chrissy, is going to make him a cake because he has the highest number.
That's right.
Now, you know, I was originally going to be the one to get that, and now this happens. So we need phone calls. That's what this is really all about.
And
okay?
We love cake.
Yeah, well, it would be mine.
I didn't realize you were a cake fan.
Yeah, and I would give you a piece, yes, especially if you help answer the phones. But it would be mine, as long as you understand that's how it works. So please, folks, I mean, you know, if you've ever gotten anything out of this show, help me out here, because, you know, there's pride and there's cake at
maybe,
you know,
people didn't catch
here.
The phone number. I mean, we should, it's 631-632-6901. Maybe that one's a better number.
You're giving a different number out. Okay, well, we can give both numbers out.
That's the one that's programmed in my head.
Okay, all right. And I programmed WUSB, which is 9872, but we have two different numbers. They both go to the same place.
And I think there's even an 800 number, isn't there?
Well, technically,
for people,
it's an 888 number.
Oh.
But it's a toll-free number. It's 1. Actually, the 1 isn't a part of it. The 1 is what you have to dial, but whatever. It's 888-484-WUSB, which, again, is 9872. So 1-888-484-9872 if you want to not pay anything for the phone call as well. The important thing is to make the call, use your credit card if you feel like doing that, and pledge your support. Keep this radio station going, because if you look around the dial, you don't find voices like this. You don't find discussions of the things we talk about. And usually during this hour, we're talking about all kinds of controversial issues, you know, about health care, about immigration, about politics of various sorts, and things that are going on in the world. And we want to continue to be able to do that. If this place were not here, we wouldn't have a place to do this. We'd maybe have to just open up a microphone on the Internet and hope that people find us, and that's really not the same thing as radio. Radio is something special, and I hope people realize the difference, why a radio station is worth supporting and preserving. And if you're one of those people, please show that by calling 631-632-9872, showing your support, getting something really nifty in return.
Or 631-632-6901.
You know, we won't know which one you called because it's the same number that rings in the end. So, you know, whatever.
So I won't get to get credit for the ones that I brought in by giving the different number.
And I won't take offense if you call 6901 instead of 9872. Yeah.
See, I'm vying for a piece of that cake.
Well, we'll have to see what happens. Maybe you can make a condition of your pledge or something like that. I don't know. You know, it's frustrating. Last week it was very frustrating because I declared war, I had to make a stand and say, look, this has to happen. We have to get phone calls because we can't survive without them. And eventually, the phone calls came in, eventually. But boy, you know, I think I lost 10 pounds doing that.
You have other things to talk about this evening, too, don't you?
I'd like to talk about other things, but there's nothing more important than this right now, because if we don't get support for the radio station, you know, there's not going to be a place to talk about things. You know, we won't have the forum. We won't have the facilities. So, yeah, let's see if we can get at least one call coming in now. It's not that painful. If you use your credit card, you know, you can take as long as you want to pay. We get the money right away, and you'll get something simply incredible. You'll get the premiums that we have discussed, whether it be the 100 Hope DVDs or the two admissions to the next Hope conference. And this is something that we will make sure that you get on time. I want to read one letter that somebody sent us, actually, because he was asking about something that he pledged for last week, last year he pledged for the 2600 book, the Monster 2600 book, and he still has not received it. That was a year ago. Well, okay, this is the first time hearing about this. And Mike wrote into us. We're going to look into this and get to the bottom of it. So don't worry, we pursue these things. You don't have to worry about that for the tickets, because the tickets are something we're going to take a very proactive role in. We're going to make sure that people get the tickets on time, and it'll probably be very quickly, probably within a couple of weeks, because that's obviously an event that's happening in July. We want to make sure people don't miss out on that, or there's no confusion.
July 16th, 17th, and 18th?
2010, in New York City. Now, again, if you can't make it to the conference, well, you can still pledge for the tickets, and you can give them to somebody else. You can resell them. You can probably make a profit reselling them. But I'm not going to suggest that. I'm just saying these things have value, and they're going like hotcakes. Very hotcakes are going on the website. 631-632-9872. A pledge of $125 gets you two tickets to the Hope Conference this July. A pledge of $100 gets you all 100-plus DVDs from the last Hope Conference from 2008, and the pledge of $225 gets you both of those. Wouldn't that be cool? If we had somebody pledge $225, do you know how happy that would make people around here?
Yes, I do.
I don't know, because I've never seen people that happy. I've never seen that happen. It might actually injure us to be this happy. So,
I'm willing to take the risk.
Yeah, I am too. You know, this is a road that we don't often go down, so let's see if we can, you know, make these faces get a little upturned and hopefully have some future for WUSB. 631-632-9872. It's incredible, because I always get emails and personal conversations from people who hear about this after it's over.
And the Hope Conference.
No,
the fundraiser.
About the fundraiser, about this particular premium. We can only offer this during this show. So if there's any confusion about that, after 7 o'clock, it's off the table. We can't offer it anymore. You can still call in and support the radio station for all kinds of other things, but not this. And obviously the reason for that is we'd go broke very quickly, because people would be just going here to get the tickets instead of going through the normal channels. Well, for this 1 hour, we have abnormal channels, and all you have to do is pick up the phone, dial 631-632-9872, country code 1 if you're outside the country, and a pledge of $125 gets you two tickets, a pledge of $100 gets you 100 DVDs, pledge of $225 gets you all of the above. 631-632-9872. Maybe we should bring Finn in.
I'll send him in.
Is there anything else that you wanted to cover as far as maybe a way to get people to call in?
Another reason to go to this Hope Conference is it's such terrific energy to be in New York City for those couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you take the train in or whether you stay there, you just meet all these different people. There's so many different things to do in the city as far as walking around, getting mm-hmm. a little air, and eating at different places. So I definitely recommend going.
If you live on Long Island, it is so convenient, because all you do is get on the train, and it's literally right across the street, just a few steps away, and you're there. So if it's something that you think you might have time for on the weekend, it's well worth it.
Finn, have you ever been there?
Yes, I actually strolled in one day last year when I was in the city and meandered about. This year I shall, however, be going in and definitely enjoying a little wreaking of havoc inside the Great Hope Conference.
I hope we don't have to discipline.
Well, you know, if you don't catch me, you know, it's...
Yeah, this is our eighth conference. We started in 1994. All but one of them were at the Hotel Pennsylvania. And they really have brought all kinds of fascinating people to the city. We had Steve Wozniak give a talk once. We had Aaron Magruder does the strip Boondocks. Jello Biafra, all kinds of noteworthy people, Mark from Negative Land, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. We have literally hundreds and hundreds of fascinating people who show up to these things from all over the world. I guarantee, if you go to this conference, you will remember it for the rest of your life, and you'll learn so much.
So let me get this straight. For how much is the pledge for the conference?
Okay, the pledge is $125, and you get two tickets. Now, I'm not at liberty to say how much the tickets cost normally, but if you go to our website at hope.net, you will see for yourself how much they cost, and you can confirm that it's significantly more than what we're offering for
fantastic.
Tonight.
That is fantastic. Plus, yeah. You get the privilege and enjoyment of contributing to WUSB,
right.
The sponsor of this very program, Off the Wall.
Now, you know, if this were an NPR station, not that I'm knocking NPR, but really, come on. If this were an NPR station, do you know what they'd be doing right now? They would be offering these same tickets, except they'd be offering them for a pledge of $750. Because
right.
That's what they do. They raise the price. And actually, it's kind of smart because they get more money that way, but I don't know. We're different.
Well, they have to raise the price.
Are we stupid, or why don't we do that?
They have to raise the price because they have salaries to pay.
They have, right, exactly. Salaries to pay.
What did you do with your check last week, Emmanuel, from Steinberg?
Yeah.
Spend it the same way I did?
Oh, my goodness. They have equipment that actually works, I hear. And,
well,
and they have all kinds of electricity turns on properly and all sorts of things like that. Wow. Yeah, I know. You don't want to hear us complain about things that don't work. But what you do hear, you hear amazing radio. Like Finn's program comes on at 7 o'clock. You're going to hear incredible tunes and all sorts of relevant music.
Well, I don't know how relevant it is. It's relevant to me and my listeners. But you know who you are.
Yeah, exactly.
631-632-6901. Give us a call right now. Get yourself an amazing premium here. The tickets to the Hope Conference, let's just say they're cheap. Plus, you get to support this radio station, and the money comes to this radio station at the same time. It's a great, great thing. You out there listening to Emmanuel, week in, week out, when there's no game on, you can absolutely, got to support this stuff. You don't hear this anywhere else. 631-632-6901. Give us a call right now. Make a pledge. For the tickets, we also have the DVD package. Is that correct?
100 plus DVDs from the last Hope Conference. That's a lot of DVDs. Believe me, you'll have all kinds of material.
I don't have that kind of time.
Well, yeah, nobody does. We're talking about a lifetime supply here of interesting talks and relevant information. And if you get these, there's no way you can't come to the conference because you'll be watching these DVDs and it's going to be so fascinating. You're going to want to see it live.
You'll get sucked in.
Yeah, totally. So I don't know if that frightens people or if, it just makes sense to me to get both of them, to get the DVDs and to get the admission because,
and what's the price for both?
$225.
So $225 for 100 CDs and two pairs of tickets to the New Hope Conference. So you get the original movie and then you get the sequel, basically.
Exactly, yes.
And you get to be on set. 631-632-6901. Give us a call right now. Make those lights light up.
You know, not one call. Not
I'm
one
telling
call.
You guys, come on, 631-632-6901.
I know
right now.
Times are hurting, but ask yourself this. Have you paid for a ringtone this week? You know, probably have, or bought a DVD from some commercial Hollywood entity or rented from something or all kinds of things that I bet you've wasted money on that really can't give you the kinds of payback that this sort of thing will. Now, yeah, we know times are tough. We know we're asking you for something that might not be the easiest thing in the world for you to do, which is why using a credit card obviously is a bit more, convenient mm-hmm. in situations like that. What you have to ask yourself is the cause worthwhile to you? And would you be doing something better with your time if this place were not here and was replaced by yet another NPR station or a religious station or something like that? Because that's exactly what happens all the time in the non-commercial radio world. It does. We're not making this up. And all you have to do is look around the dial and see for yourself. If you're not in our particular listening area and you listen to us on the Internet, go ahead, listen to your radio dial. Tell me how many radio stations are left that are community radio stations
right. That
you can walk into and be a part of, that you can call up and request something and have them actually play it, that you can get your voice on the radio over the air, where you can talk to other people and maybe convince them about something or be convinced yourself. This is what radio is all about, and this is what is dying in radio, and it's something that we have the power to preserve. We have the power to support, but we need to hear from you in order to do that. We're not just making all this up. We're getting nothing out of this ourselves individually other than preserving this great place with your help.
631-632-6901. Give us a call right now. You know,
And we did get a call. That tirade got a call. So thank you very much
to
that person who fell prey to my word. But I mean every word I'm saying. I'm, this isn't just some kind of sales pitch or anything like that. This is something I truly believe in. Believe me, you know, I first walked through these doors in 1977.
Mm-hmm.
And I would not be here now still doing radio on this particular rather small community radio station if I didn't believe that it served a valuable purpose. And I think there are so many people who are still here at this radio station who believe that, and that's why they stick around. And I think that's why a lot of our listeners stick around as well, because we do incredible things. Why, just somebody wrote in. Let me find this particular letter. Actually, if you had something to say, now's a good time to say it while I'm searching my papers.
Well, basically, you know, it's commercialism and the powers that be, the corporate entities, come in and take over everything. You know, they take over everything. NPR, by the way, no exclusion there. They absolutely, you know, they have their sponsors. Now, we may agree with their sponsors, we may not, but they have their sponsors, too. And commercial is commercial and corporate is corporate. And a lot of the stations out there right now that you may think are, quote-unquote, college radio stations or community radio stations, well, you know, they're there. They're manned by, quote-unquote, professionals. You know what professional means here? I mean, we're professionals,
mm-hmm.
except for the fact that we're not taking a big paycheck. And elsewhere they are. Your money, when it comes here, goes right to that broadcast need. Right to that.
We don't even get a small paycheck.
No, not a pittance.
We have to bring our own paper to write
right.
fake checks.
That's right. Sometimes, you know, they have people sitting in a green room waiting to be in an interview. We have people sitting in a closet and we pull them out off of a hanger.
We have a green room, but the reason it's green is something
that's
I don't want
right.
to get into.
We don't want to talk about that.
Yeah. Here's a letter I found. This might underline it a bit. In your most recent Voice of Long Island, March 22nd, your co-host asked about a science fiction story where a house computer looked over a house whose occupants have been vaporized by a nuclear bomb. You thought it was from Bradbury's The Martian Chronicles, but your co-host didn't. You were right. The story is called And There Will Come Soft Rains. I've included the X-1 radio adaptation. Apparently, it was attached to this email. You might have heard the Dimension X radio adaptation. The story was named after a poem from 1920. What's interesting here is that this letter is in response to a radio program that aired in 1982. And people are still still responding to that. Well, of course, we're making them available online in our Voice of Long Island section. But I find that incredible. And then this part here. In other news, I cannot believe you guys interviewed Gene Roddenberry.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to be a spoof interview or something, but it ended up being totally legit. Did you guys get autographs? I guess this was long before the modern Star Trek era, but still. As mentioned in the interview, there were Trekkies back then, too. It just seemed very nonchalant the way the interview was aired. Like, and here's this guy you probably don't know. And, boy, you know, we sure made David Goodman happy.
Absolutely, yes.
He was the guy who did the interview back in 1982. It just got put back online because we went through all the old tapes and digitized them and made them available. And you can go see them at www.2600.com/VOLI for Voice of Long Island. And he had thought that tape was lost for I guess, decades. And it's amazing how something you think you'll hold on to for the rest of your life, interviewing Gene Roddenberry, of all things,
right.
somehow things get lost, somehow you lose track of things. And we're very lucky that we have a lot of history preserved. So,
and do you know why you get responses like that? You get responses because good radio made then and good radio made now is good radio.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And this is what we do here. Day in, day out, 24/7, 365 days a year. Call now, 631-632-6901. Join Jody, who just made a wonderful pledge to us from Millersburg, Ohio.
Millersburg, Ohio. Wow.
That's right. And I'd like to thank Jody for that very generous pledge. And join Jody and other callers who are calling in right now, 631-632-6901. help this radio station keep making this radio, help Emmanuel keep making great radio right here out of WUSB Stony Brook, 631-632-6901.
You know, I'm pleased that the call's coming in, but I'm wondering if I'm going to make it to the cake level. I don't know if I will. You know, there's going to have to be significantly more calls coming in the next 20 minutes for that to happen. So it's really...
Give us a call.
Yeah, my fate is in your hands. 631-632... All right, I'll say it. 6901 or 631-632-9872, which spells WUSB, or the toll-free number, 888-484-WUSB. Whatever number you call, it gets to the same place. However you make your pledge, it goes to the same place and keeps this radio station alive and keeps people listening for decades to come. I mean, imagine in 28 years, maybe somebody will be listening to this radio show. Well, I wonder if they'll be calling. Our number probably would be different. So I wouldn't do that. But if you have something worth preserving, yeah, it's something that that definitely will stand the test of time. I want to thank Pierce for writing in that letter on the Gene Roddenberry thing. We have all kinds of cool history. Like just a couple of weeks before that on The Voice of Long Island, I got into an argument with somebody on the radio about a character in the Peanuts comic strip. Yeah, about whether or not it was Linus who was riding the back of his mother's bicycle, or I said it was a character named Rerun, his brother. And to settle it, I called Charles Schultz and put him on the air and had him answer the question. That's the kind of thing we did. You know,
Charles Schultz didn't have a screener.
Well, I was able to get past that. Other things, trying to call Albania, trying to confuse operators, all sorts of fun things we've done that never would have been possible without a place like this, because you just can't walk into radio stations and unleash creativity like we were able to do here.
Right. This is a place where nobody comes in and says, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
We do it.
Well, unless it's really something illegal.
That's right.
Yeah.
I have a feeling what's going on now could be illegal. But I don't know why. I just have that sense, you know?
Yeah.
It's one of those things you feel guilty almost.
I've had people come in and say, you can't do that. But I'm not going to get into that.
Story. This is a place where we're all committed, and we should be committed, whatever the story is. But we're all committed to making great radio. We're committed to doing what we enjoy here. We're hoping you share that enjoyment with us and that we're, you know, maybe opening you up to some good ideas, maybe turning you on to some great music. 631-632-6901. If WUSB, if Emmanuel's show has been, any of his shows have been a part of your life in any way, show us your support right now when we really need it before the corporate giants swoop in and take over the airwaves. 631-632-6901.
Even if it's something you consider to be an affliction in your life, it's still an important part of your life. It's something that gets you angry and upset, and maybe you've even broken some radios listening to me talk. It's still something. What else have you been doing on a Tuesday evening, you know, that would have been as much fun as that? It matters. And we all put in our time here. We all volunteer time. And in this particular case, we volunteer all kinds of materials to help the radio station survive, because I think we all recognize without this particular a conduit of information, we'd be so much poorer. It has nothing to do with how much money is pledged to the station. We'd be poorer in a different way. We simply wouldn't have the ability to reach people and to reach ourselves and to learn, to hear all kinds of new artists and new ideas and different perspectives on the news, things like that. There's all kinds of ways that WUSB can enrich your life, but listening is the number one thing you got to do.
Right.
And the number two thing you got to do is pledge to keep it here. 631-632-6901.
631-632-6901.
We have a call.
Thank you for that call.
Yes, thank you.
Keep it coming in. 631-632-6901. There's a cake on the line here.
You know what? There is a call now, and we have yet to have both of you answering the phone at the same time. So now, if you're on the fence out there, and you want to give a call and support the radio station, now is your chance to make Finn run out of here like a maniac, and answer this second phone call. And also, we can see if we can handle two phone calls at once. 631-632-6901. Please be the second call on the line. Last week we had almost a bingo, so I know there's people out there.
Yeah.
I know people care. Again, we're off. There it is. The phone's ringing.
I'm running.
Gotta run. Hurry, hurry. Oh, boy. This is exciting. Wow. I didn't know you could move that fast. Okay. Thanks for calling. You know what would happen if a third person called in? I don't know what would happen. That's how amazing this place is. It's complete bedlam sometimes. All right, so 631-632-WUSB. There, I said the other number, 631-632-6901. Please give a call and keep the radio station going. Again, what we're offering is incredible. It really is incredible. Two tickets to the Next Hope Conference for a pledge of $125. Below the cost, below the already discounted cost, because what's going to happen is the rate is going to increase as we get closer to the conference. This is what happens with a lot of conferences. You have what's known as the early bird rate, and then you have a more realistic rate, yes. And then at the door rate, which is the most expensive of all. Yeah, right now what we're offering you is cheaper than any of that. 631-632-6901, 631-632-WUSB. And for a pledge of $100, you can get 100 DVDs from the Last Hope Conference. And that's what it was called, actually. It was called The Last Hope. I guess some people thought that meant it was The Final Hope. That's not what it meant. And we have DVDs of just about every single talk, over 100 talks that were given. And these are not dry talks. These are not... It's not like going to school and watching a professor give a lecture on ancient Greek history. No, it's nothing like that. Not that there's anything boring about ancient Greek history, but done in the wrong way. It's, it can really put you to sleep. This will not put you to sleep. Our speakers range from world-famous celebrities to kids in high school, and they all have something interesting to say. They all have something that they can share with you, that you can learn from, that you can really benefit from. 631-632-6901. And Finn, you're back. You've already fielded the call.
Yeah, we'd like to thank Sean for making a pledge
Sean from California.
Yeah.
Traversed the entire continent to reach
Beaumont, California.
See, isn't that cool? I mean, this was something we never would have dreamed of in 1982.
Right.
When we were doing these shows. We were talking to what we thought was simply a small amount of people, and we probably were talking to only a small amount of people. But look what's happened with the magic of radio. Now, we're reaching people all around the world through the Internet. And not only that, but our old shows are also reaching people all throughout the world.
That's right. Great
and now
radio.
They're calling us back. And they're either asking us to stop or they're asking us to continue by pledging. Yeah, if you don't call us, you are, in fact, asking us to stop. Did you ever think of it that way? 631-632-6901.
631-632-6901. Make us work here. I want to run back and forth. I need a little action tonight.
Yeah.
Keep those lights lighting up. Keep those phones ringing. 631-632-6901.
I don't know how to pronounce his name.
I think it's Zbigniew.
Zbigniew from West Islip.
Mm-hmm.
West Islip is right here on Long Island. Thanks so much for your pledge as well. Every bit matters. Every pledge counts. 631-632-6901. We only have 12 minutes left, by the way. And we're not kidding. After that 12 minutes is up, we're not offering this anymore.
All right, so let's talk about what we're offering again.
All right.
For $125?
Two tickets to the Next Hope Conference, the Next Hope Conference being the eighth in a series of Hackers on Planet Earth conference. I guess maybe we should explain what the conference is a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Hackers on Planet Earth is basically a series started by 2600 Magazine, the Hacker Quarterly. We basically started this in 1994, started bringing people from all around the world into New York to share information about computers and phones and technology from a hacker perspective. Now, a lot of people might be afraid of hackers based on what they've seen on TV and in movies and things like that. This is your opportunity to see firsthand what it's really all about. Now, we've done this in 1994, 1997, 2000, and then 2002, 2004, 2006, and 2008. So this is the eighth one taking place in 2010. It's called The Next Hope. And we expect it to be the biggest one of all. They all keep getting bigger every single time.
Mm-hmm.
And we're offering two tickets to that exclusive event for a pledge of $125. But you have to call in the next 10 minutes, 631-632-6901, country code 1.
631-632-6901.
Yeah, and you'll receive two tickets. You can do whatever you want with. I mean, you can give them to other people if you wish. You can you can bring anybody you please. You can give them as presents.
Right.
Yeah, it's really pretty incredible. And we have these really neat tickets now. It's all gone electronic. And, you'll see. You'll see what you get. It's basically done online, or we can mail you something. But it's the next step. It's the next step in technology.
The next step for the next hope.
Yeah.
631-632-6901. And you'll find that those tickets, I do believe, will be substantially less expensive than going through the standard channels.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to help out this radio station, WUSB Stony Brook. Help keep us on the air. Help keep Emmanuel on the air.
I think we got two more phone calls tonight. I think I might be able to start to be happy again.
631-632-6901.
I don't know for sure. I'm not making any promises.
631-632-6901. Give us a call right now.
I think maybe I might have a chance at it. I might have a chance of just cracking a, what do you call those things again, the upturned face, you know, where the mouth goes. I forget what it's called.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, where people, you know how my face usually is the opposite of that. I'll have to look up on Wikipedia.
A smile?
That's the word, yes.
Oh, I remember those.
Yes, that. I'll have maybe one of those.
631-632-6901. Give us a call right now.
Get two more phone calls. 631-632-6901.
And you don't have to pledge.
There's
just
a phone call.
Just for the premiums. You can. We have plenty of other premiums.
Did you hear my voice sort of like has a little hopeful lilt to it now?
WUSB swag of all kinds. Really nice stuff. But for the $125, you get the two tickets to the Hope Conference at the Hotel Pennsylvania. Emmanuel, what's the date on that?
The date on that is July 16, 17, and 18 of 2010, yes. I'll be there. Damn well better be there.
There you go.
And
it's a wonderful time to spend in the city.
It really is. It's so much fun. People come to New York sometimes for the first time ever in their lives, and they basically have all kinds of adventures for the first time ever, and it's a very like nurturing environment. You're there with a couple thousand good friends because all mm-hmm. these people come together from around the world for the same reason. But you're right there in the middle of the city. You can look out the window and see 7th Avenue right there, Penn Station across the street. But yet you're inside with a whole group of hackers playing with Segways or playing with locks or playing with computers. It is the coolest thing in the world. Sometimes it pours rain. Sometimes it's hot outside. But if you're at the conference, you're in a very nice environment.
You're in the zone, the hacker zone.
You really are. It's
631-632-6901. Get yourself a pair of tickets. Or get your friends a pair of tickets or your family.
It basically
631-632-6901.
It basically dispels a lot of myths about New York City where people think it's a dangerous, hostile place. People realize how incredible it is. And, mm-hmm. you know, nothing makes me happier than seeing somebody from some remote part of the country or even from some close part of the country. A lot of people from Long Island who are afraid of New York come to the conference and realize that, wow, it's not at all like what they thought. The city's not what they thought. Hackers are not what they thought. A lot of eyes are opened. 631-632-6901. All we need is one more phone call. And, you know, I think I might actually have, no pun intended, some hope in my life.
631-632-6901. If you like what you're hearing, if you believe in quality radio, give us a call right now. 631-632-6901. WUSB Stony Brook.
Pathetic, you know, like this, you know, I'm hanging on by a thread. But really, you know, it's I need this. I really do. Because there's not a lot I've got going right now that I can look forward to, and that one phone call is the thing that will just make me walk out of here with my head just a little bit higher.
631-632-6901. Make that call right now.
You have the power. You have the power. 631-632-6901, country code 1. Pledge $125 for the two tickets. Pledge $100 for the 100 DVDs from the last Hope Conference, or pledge any other amount for something else. We have all kinds of cool things here at the radio station. We have shirts. We have hats. We have mugs. We have bags. All kinds of things. It's incredible. And they're all available for varying amounts. And our tally coordinators will be able to help you with that. We take credit cards, or you can pay by check.
We can invoice you. A whole bunch of ways to pay. We obviously prefer credit cards, and I'm sure you do too. It makes it nice and easy. 631-632-6901. Show your support for Off the Wall and WUSB Stony Brook.
You know, we only have a couple of minutes left. I don't know how I'm going to I'm going to walk out of here if we can't get one phone call in those 2 minutes. I've pretty much laid myself bare here, pleaded my case, saying I really need that one phone call to come in with that one pledge. And there's a person out there. There is a person out there who knows they have that power.
And, you know, the last couple of weeks, the show was cut short, too, due to sports programming here on the station.
Yeah, that does happen.
And you know, we are a college and community radio station, and it's an important thing that while we have this opportunity to show some support during Radiothon for Off the Wall, mm-hmm. that we called during the show, 631-632-6901. If you love this show, and I know there's lots of you out there listening on the Internet, lots of you out there listening over the airwaves, show your support right now, 631-632-6901.
Just takes one more person. Just one person has this power. One person. That's all it's going
to
take.
One person. I may have to dial myself. I already dialed.
Well, maybe you have to because, you know, we're all about the power of the individual here at this place.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing shows it more than this. Nothing shows that one person has the power to completely change the mood around here.
631-632-6901.
That's right. And you can call from any place. You can call from overseas. You can call from down the street. If you're listening, obviously it matters. Obviously it makes a difference. And like I said, we have all kinds of different levels for you to pledge. But the important thing is to support the radio station, to keep us going. Because if we're not here, you know, it's something that's going to it's going to leave a big hole in a lot of lives.
We'd like to thank Jack for giving us a call. We need one more caller before 7 o'clock. Jack from Wappingers Falls, New York.
Wappingers Falls, wow.
Yeah, I just like saying that name, Wappingers Falls.
I like saying Sloatsburg, too.
Me, too, but yeah. I like Wappinger better, kind of. If somebody from Sloatsburg could call us right now, that would be fantastic. 631-632-6901. Don't let Wappingers Falls show you up like that, Sloatsburg. 631-632-6901. Give us a call right now. Be that one more caller.
But you know what? If you're not in that particular area, you're not off the hook because, you know, basically anybody can call in and make a difference here.
Well, you can call and tell us you were born in Sloatsburg.
Yeah.
But you can be local. 631-632-6901. Prove me right that Sloatsburg cares. 631-632-6901. Show your support for WUSB.
The odds of anybody in Sloatsburg listening right now is pretty slim. But the odds of somebody listening someplace else and basically right now doubting whether or not they can make a difference.
Stony Brook, Setauket, East Setauket, South Setauket.
Peru,
Miller Place,
Mongolia, any place.
St. James.
You all have this
Rocky
power.
Rocky Point, 631-632-6901. One right. Call. Come on. 631-632.
It's not coming in, Finn.
6901. I have faith.
It's not happening.
631-632-6901.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. Be that one caller. Come on. Save the day for us here. We need cake. 631-632-6901.
Oh, wait. That might paint the wrong... there's a light. There's a light, but we have to verify that's a call.
And not a kid, not a bakery.
Yeah.
631-632-6901.
We're not just gorging ourselves on cake here. That's why I want to make that clear. Two calls.
631-632-6901.
Ow, my face is hurting. Oh, boy, it's happening. That thing is happening to my face where I'm actually... What was that word you used again? Smile. Okay, yeah, I'm actually starting to smile again. Okay, thank you. Thank you, people, for calling in. We knew you'd come through. We never doubted you for a second. And now, we'll see you in 2 weeks. And we're going to walk out of here with a spring in our step, whistling a happy song. Have a good night.
Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. Hey,
always look on the bright side of life.
must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your seat, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath.
Life's a piece of spit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show, keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And
always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
Jockey, better get his rubbish off now.